Modi knows that Muslims remember. Modi knows that we have very vivid memories. This wasn't like people in masks. Like this violence, people weren't hiding. What really haunted me as a young man watching this violence was the organization and the precision. And what really haunted me about the violence, especially now as a new father, the sight of a young Hindu man holding a baby attacking Muslims. For the international community, I would say, dig up that evidence. Hold that in front of the Indian government and say, now hold on a second. But another thing too to the international community is also to believe Muslims. Muslims, we've been speaking about this for quite some time, but we haven't been believed. What international pressure will do, it would force Modi to do what he fears most, which is when he shows up to these international symposiums or meetings, he's constantly being asked about 2002. Because the line of inquiry would be, 2002 is not an event in the past. 2002 is very much a part of 2023. But when we have this narrative that 2002, oh, it's in the past, Modi changed, the violence was short-lived. No, 2002 has continued on today. Modi continues to keep this violence alive. He needs it. It's part of his survival because he has failed to deliver economically. Cruelty is the point. It's not like a byproduct. I mean, cruelty is the point of his administration. It is impossible to ignore what India has become. And it is impossible to ignore how India is so dangerously close to ethnically cleansing its Muslims. If there's not foreign intervention, I think what we're going to see is wide-scale violence on a level that will make 2002 pale in comparison. Now, will it be gas chambers and camps? I don't think so. But we're already seeing the ethnic cleansing of Muslims. What I mean to say is Muslims are pushed into ghettos, names of cities are changed, names of buildings are changed, Muslims are using fake names. I think what we'll see is the Muslim population dwindle. Now it's a huge population. And I think what I fear is there'll be some ghastly event. And then only then will the international community really wake up. I still remember the face of that father with the toddler. I have pain from witnessing the violence. There's no question. But I have a lot of pain from not being believed for so long.